So Rinpoche wishes everyone gathered here a good morning, with the further wish that in understanding the transformation just as it is, and then in meditating on that in the proper way, that we may be able to attain that transformation. So first we'll do the chanting meditation. Disadvantages pertains to four disadvantages following: a lack of transformation, including the fault of no support for afflictions not entering, the fault of no support for the pass entry, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for individuals' attainment of nirvana, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for distinctions between the three enlightenments. It is for the sake of sentient beings countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, that the goal of complete Buddhahood beyond the extremes of conditioned existence and pacification is to be attained. In order to do that, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teaching. So with that as the goal and procedure in my room, Rinpoche is to begin by developing the resolve to enlightenment of the precious bodhicitta.
Chudan chuni ni, chuni tela dorten de jehe ni, jehe tela tene tanda tro, tropa, never sumba tela, tene nejor chuyabale, nejor chuyinani, goba, nejor goba, nejor mebe nime hebane, nime tala, jubane, neon chuba mebai, nime yede, nyomba, mjukteni, nibat, lambukteni, nibata. Nyangin deva kaza na dabi yemi nyeba to sanju somji cheva dabi yemi nyeba o hisaba somde.
So from the various levels of teachings that have been given, what we are studying is the from among the five texts of the beloved master Maitreya, the text distinguishing the nature of and distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena, and from in that text there are two subjects treated of, phenomena and their nature. The nature of phenomena being dealt with both in terms of a brief presentation and an expanded explanation. Under the expanded explanation, there are 6 points, which the sixth of which involves the transformation, which is treated of under 10 points. In relation to those, then, we have arrived at the ninth point, which treats of the disadvantages of there being no transformation. So that is explained in the root text as follows. Acquaintance with the disadvantages pertains to 4 disadvantages following a lack of transformation, including the fault of no support for afflictions not entering, the fault of no support for the path's entry, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for individuals' attainment of nirvana, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for distinctions between the 3 enlightenments.
Nimik dalan jokpa na kena ta gopa nejor mina nejor meba nejor ke malina nipa kare yesena nimik dalan jokpa ne kang kena nejor mebe nipa te kang kena kang yesena Ne yonzu chorpa mepa ye. Panza le tarve. Panza lower trupe trema le tarve. Trema tamche sepe. Ne jormi no. Ne yonzu chorpa mepa ye. Nime yete. Tele nime naba yete. Nime yete karre. Nyo tambo. Nyo mongpa majokpa ten mepe nyepa tere. Nyo mongpa nam pang, nyo mongpa pang simpa nam. Pang simpa nam, pang sarwa nam, pang trupa nam. Lar yang joy tere, nyo mongpa kanza te joy tere, Majokpa je gogre, Majokpa tiye mepe nyepata. Nenjor mina, Nyumongpaanpe nenjor mina, Tini lar Nyumongpa te Majokpa tiye mepe nyepa yore. Karasana nenjor mepe se na, Nyumongpa Majokpa tiye mepa re. Nyepo lamye, Nyepa te nyepo lamye jui te lan jokpa, Jukpa ten mepe nyepa ta. Nenjor mene nyepu lam jukpa nye, lam joyla jukpa ten mepe nyepa yepa re. Somba nyangile depa kanza namso, dapa ye mepe nyepa. De nyangile depa re, sene nyangile depa kanza la, dapa ye mepe nyepa ta. Sanjo somje chepa dapa ye mepe nyepa. Nyepa yepa, Nyintu je sanjuk, ranjar je sanjuk, tukjin je tante sanjuk somje, chepar dakpi ye mebe, nyepa tang, yen jorwa hibra sao. Oh, yeah.
So this ninth point then is described as follows. The acquaintance with the false involves what? It involves acquaintance with the faults or disadvantages of there not being a transformation, or if one were not to claim a transformation, if this teaching regarding the transformation were not to be held or not to be given, then what would be the disadvantages? There would be four disadvantages following a lack of transformation. The transformation itself consisting in the complete freedom from anything further to be relinquished. So if there were not such a transformation, completely distilled or completely free of anything further to be relinquished, there would be the following four disadvantages. First of all, would be the fault of there being no support for the afflicted states of emotion, the afflicted emotions which already had been relinquished, for them not to enter the mind stream again. In other words, without the transformation, there would be nothing preventing the re-entry of the same things that had been, the same afflicted states that had been relinquished before, into the mind stream again. So that would be the first disadvantage. The second would be the faults of no support for the entry of the path itself as the remedy into the mind stream. So there would be nothing, without the transformation, there would be nothing allowing the remedy to enter the mind stream. And the third disadvantage would be the fault of there being no base of imputation for individuals attaining nirvana. So there would be no one to relate the statement, the attainment of nirvana, to. And finally, it would be the fault of no base of imputation for the differences between the three types of enlightenment as the ultimate result of the Shravaka, Pratika Buddha, and Mahayana paths. So there would be, without the transformation to relate it to, one would not be able to distinguish between the fruition as represented in these three different types of enlightenment, namely that achieved by the listeners or Shravakas, that attained by the Pratyeka Buddhas or Self Buddhas, and that attained in the Mahayana.
Pajar kona ne yonso churpa me pa ye ne jor ke milin be lo le chi chi ne ba na ba ye yo te nyomon manjo pe nyomon pan zin lar manjo pe te me pe ni ne ba yo pa kan ye Nyebo lan jupati me be nyeba yoba sertam. Nyangele de pe kanza nam sa dape. Nyande je kanza ka daji me be nyeba chon yoba sertam. Sanchok som je chepar je daji me be chon yoba sertam.
So the logic of this is as follows. Given a tradition in which one were to, in which one did not assert the transformation, this would be accompanied by four disadvantages. First, because there would be nothing preventing the re-entry of that which already had, of those afflictions which had already been given up into the mind stream again. There would be the fault of nothing allowing the path as the remedy to take a foothold in one's mind stream, to enter into one's mind stream, and there would be no grounds for applying the name of the various individuals who have attained enlightenment, attained nirvana, and there would be no basis for the imputation of the differences, or there would be no grounds for describing the differences between the three types of enlightenment.
Tenya te kovin ne jepar kya na lan chi chi siddhi siddhar lan chi top chi panza panchen lan chi panza panchen panza drapa panchen tokpa tokpa tope nenjur te nenjur te karte mebar chona yore karse meba yina nyo momba nam Nyomomba pang simba nam lar nyom lar jui tela nyomom pambar sepa po ti jui tela se du sem jui tela majok pati me pe nipa yote perna thon pang pang pe jui la thon lam je panza pang pe kanza te jui la lar panza te lar Lar tholam je panza pang simba te lar majokpa te lar chega mare te majokpa te panza te majongwa ne majongwa jumsen te karrasa na sansin tholam ba te ye te ju yon so chorpe ne jor thoba thoba ser na tene te tholam sa tangbo ba te Tonlam Satangbul and Eber Sanjo Sampa Tin Tela Tin Tinny La Tonlam Japanza Te Joper and Joper come me by Inje, come me by Inje, re. Yin to te Karse Tetar Mayimbar Nanjur Mena Yin to Drepa Linje Pangs of Saint Jang Drepa Linje Pang the Young Same Ju Ne Major No.
So then, if this were to be explained, if this point were to be explained in detail to make it intelligible, then it could be done as follows. So if there were no transformation attained through the path through which one attains the freedom from what is to be relinquished and attains what is to be realized. So if there were no transformation representing the attainment of what is to be relinquished and realized through the path, then what would... the situation one would have would be the fault of there being nothing preventing the afflictions already relinquished from entering the mind stream again. So, for example, for one who has, or in the mind stream of the individual who has given up what is to be relinquished through seeing, then these that which has been given up does not re-enter the mind stream. So what is meant by this is, in order to attain the path of vision, there are certain things which have to be relinquished, and in relinquishing them, that path of vision, which is the first bodhisattva level, is attained. And having attained that, then that which was to be relinquished in order to attain it does not recur again. Since in the mind stream of the bodhisattva who has attained the first level, a transformation, a complete and total transformation has been attained, and this serves as the support preventing their re-entry. So it serves as the support which removes the possibility of these factors to be relinquished from re-entering the mind stream. If that were not the case, then the obscurations which at one time had already been given up would be able to, without the transformation, they would be able to arise in the mind stream again just as before.
Lange panza panking. Lange panza pambe. Lange panza pambe. Tokwa tope nanger ke minimbelo lechiti. Nanger ke minimbelo lechiti is an antidote. Nanger ke minimbelo lechiti. Nyomong, nyomong panzing. Nyomong panzing. Jui tela majok bati mebe nipa yote. Semji jui ne majobe se. Semji ne majobe se. Tangbote.
So to present this in the form of the syllogism, to bring out the logic of it. So given the tradition in which one does not assert a transformation representing the attainment of what is the relinquishment of what is to be relinquished and what is to be realized through the path, or we could also just say, given the tradition in which the transformation is not asserted, there would be the fault of there being no support for the no support preventing the re-entry of the afflictions already given up into the mind stream, because there would be no change of state, there would be no transformation.
Tenchik tela machap sena, len tap sona machap sena, chapte, tanda ngar nenjor matope. Nar ne ma karasukor, nar nyumong ma pangpa ne kaptang chepa mebise. Kasi nejur mino nyumong ma pangpa kapje semtang pangpa semna chepa mebise. Che kanya yo ma, ne cho yo ma rwa.
So if this this may sound like it's not a logical argument, or it may sound like it doesn't follow, however it does follow, because if there were not this transformation, then the state before having relinquished that which is to be given up, and the state after having, the state following, there would be no difference between the two. The two without the transformation, or transformation, in fact, in the Tibetan word means change of state. So without this transformation or change of state, there would be no difference between the state before having given up the what was to be relinquished and after having done so.
Penna sansen thonla be jula sansen thonla ben thongbang parang pangte thongpang de lar me jeva te sansen thonglang pe ju yong su jorba la ten de lar me jeva re kase ne jor ju yong su jorba thonglang pe ju te yong su jorba ne jor tho me na thongpang pang na yang lar yang che re raba
ne so to relate it then to relate it to the case of the bodhisattva who achieves the path of vision, in order to achieve that path of vision in the first place, there are certain things that have to be relinquished. And in relinquishing his mind stream undergoes a transformation. And if this were not the case, then there would be no essential difference between the state before having achieved the first bodhisattva level and after, since the same factors that were to be relinquished in order to attain it could re-enter or could reoccur.
Te yin do sanje je sai pa de ki par sa de ta da sa tang bu la jar wa te yin do sa ni ba ne te ne sanje je sai pa de ki par sa de ye ka ke ne ma jor pe che drapa pang pang te ne jor ma to pe che Nejor ne major bete panza teta ten jokotin de jola. Same to jukan ye panza ma pang bekap so panza pang benejor mato bete panza teta ten jokotin de jola. Panza de pang te nejor to bete nejor to bekap so panza teta majokotin de jorbane. Nature by you, but one gino. Nature, you nature, but one gets somewhere a mato, ne major, not Larian Panzati.
So it is similar with respect to the development of the aspirant, both not only with respect to the attainment of the first bodhisattva level, but also with respect to the attainment of the second, and also all the way up to the attainment of Buddhahood. The case being that if at the time of or given a mind stream in which no transformation has taken place, then there is a support in such a mind stream, in the form of such a mind stream, there is a support for the entry into that mind stream of factors to be relinquished. Whereas, given a mind stream which has been transformed, which has undergone transformation, there is a support for that which is to be relinquished, not entering that mind stream. The support which has been, so in one case, the support for the entering of that which is to be relinquished is the fact that there has been no transformation, and in the second case, the support for those factors not entering the mind stream is based on the change of state that has taken place.
Ninang pakya tang kepa sepe sanje chujin. Ninang tang ninang pakya lar kevar majurte. Ninang pakya tang kepa sepe nejur tubse.
Ninang pakya tang kepa sanje sempa.
Sanje.
So, given a Buddha who has eliminated the dualistic appearance together with the habitual tendency towards that, this will not recur in his mind stream because he has undergone a transformation.
sāṁ mī sākpa yendo, sāṁ mē la sēk nā, tēne chēka mārē. Pē tē yendo, sāṁ mē sākpa yendo, pāñca sāṁ chōmpa nā, pāñca sāṁ chāpa nē chōmpa nā, lār mēche vā sāṁ yīnche. Pāñca sāṁ chōmpe lār mēche vā yīnche, nē jōri khipa mē chāṁ, jāng kāra nyam nā. Pāñca sāṁ chōmpa yīmūche, pāñca sāṁ chōmpa rē, yīnā yāng. Deyang jui kanga chepa do se ne jo guje. Jui che kanza ke jui chepa do se ne jo guje. Jui chepa mepa, jui chepa mina. Tene panza saun mepa la mrong te jumsen karrasana. Nyembu ihi jui la chepa kanza ke jui chepa lalar sakwa sehi, nyomomba sehi, mixi te. Kanza chepa vachik la. Chuchin zong te mek si te matin par tegala tene chuchin me na kansa chik mek chuchin to ma zong na panza saun chom sor yang mi khi besero. Oh yeah.
So at this point then an opponent enters with an objection which he presents as follows. First giving an example of a seed which has been burnt by fire. So if a seed has been burnt up in the fire, then it doesn't reoccur. It's finished. And just as this seed which has been burnt in the fire, then if one has overcome the seeds in the form of that which is to be relinquished, then these will simply not reoccur again. So what's wrong with saying that without having to even mention anything about a transformation? So without claiming a transformation, then one could say that the things which are to be given up have been given up and therefore they're finished, just like a seed which has been burnt in the fire. So that's the objection, and the response to it is as follows. First, an admission of what has been stated, namely, there is indeed it is indeed the case that these seeds, in the form of what is to be relinquished, have been destroyed. Nevertheless. It is necessary to posit this in relation to a specific mind stream. So it would not be relevant not to specify this in terms of the mind stream of the individual because if one does not present it in terms of specifying an elimination of defilement with respect to certain particular mind streams in which the remedy in the form of the original knowledge has been engendered, because otherwise one would not know anything about how the seeds are relinquished.
Ta parur pin doi ba parur pin chuen bong te la ta jor ko na nen jor khe mi lin bang ye je lo le chu chin Nyumong pang sena yang lat kya varan jorwe tharwa ham chung te mi te maza saun chomba tsam maza saun chomba tsam yi bese maza saun chomba se penna saun mi sikpa yi saun mi la sik na jiga mara te na yi res
te parupe
parupe te tajur ko na tajur ko na nenjur kya mili pa ngay je lo la chu chin Nyumong pang sena yang lar jebe tharwa am chung te mi te paansa saun chung pa ser
So one could then present the objection of the opponent in the terms of a logical argument. So what he is saying is, his argument could be represented as follows. Given an opponent who does not claim a transformation with respect to... Yeah, given an opponent who does not claim a transformation, he is saying that it is not necessary to talk about a transformation. Once the seeds in the form of what is to be given up have been relinquished, So given the tradition which does not assert a transformation, there is no fault of there being no support for the re-entry of the what has been given up into the mind stream, because the seeds of what has been given up have been destroyed, just as in the case of a seed burnt in the fire. So the opponent is saying, you don't even need to mention transformation, since the seeds which were to be eliminated have been eliminated, and in their elimination they will not recur again. So why do you need to talk about transformation? So the response is, given the tradition which does not claim a transformation, because they say that once what has been given up has been destroyed, then it will automatically not recur like a seed burnt in the fire, this does not follow. Because if one does not relate... So even though the seeds given up do not recur, if one does not relate this to an individual mind stream in which the remedy of the original knowledge has been engendered, then one will have no way of knowing how to overcome such seeds of what is to be relinquished. When one had no idea of how to proceed in ridding oneself of such seeds.
Teta na paza saun se pe jui tela. Jui tela ngale ne chur pe che par ti lar me che ba yin che. Mwema le, mwema paza ma pang pe ne kap le ne chur te. Nejor mato pada tupe wangi yinde rabre mebe megla mehi je megla trahe je nawa kap mato be yeno mujong yi bin oya
So in this way then, through there being a difference in the mind stream which has eliminated the seeds in the form of what is to be given up, so since there is a difference in such a mind stream with respect to how it was before, that is to say that there has occurred a transformation within that mind stream, and due to that, these seeds of what is to be given up do not recur. And this is not due to a disappearance of the support through the interruption of the mind stream. So this links up with the example about the seed being burnt in the fire, which would be an interruption of the continuity of the seed. So the reoccurrence of what is to be relinquished is not due to a complete disappearance of the very support through interrupting the continuity of the mind stream. But it is due to the difference in the state of mind in comparison with before, so that due to the differences in the mind stream, due to the specific difference in the mind stream, the arisal of defilements in some mind streams and the arisal of the not arisal of them in others is due to there being a transformation in the one case and there not being one in the other, just as the case in which there is no opportunity for the, or there is no way in which strands of hair could appear, could seem to be in front of the eyes of someone who is who does not have cataracts. So someone with cataracts has this situation of seeing strands of hair before his eyes, whereas someone who does not have cataracts does not see these strands of hairs. And this is the comparison used for the difference between there being defilements or not being dependent on whether a change of state has occurred or not.
Ta nenjer me pe ni ba ni ba de re yang ne yong su chur pa mi na ne chu ni ba nenjer me na pa z ni bo lam ju pe pa z ni bo de lam re pa z ni bo lam jokpa ten me pe nipa yobar yorde. Nenjor me na panse nyenpo jebe ye me pe chong yore. Yuntsin kare kanzan denen tonglam pavo. Kanzan denen tonglam sa tangpa wo. Denen sa nipa wo hi so. Yuji chepar la. Yuji chepar se te. Lang koma koma tan jukpa tine, lang koma koma jukpa tan, lang komper tan jukpa tine, nejor ngama ngama yinte, nejor ngama ngama le tinte sama sama komper tan jukpa yinte, nejor ngama mepar ne, penna nejor ngama sa tangbu tene, yehi mena nipe yehi ten jungka mare, ngama ngama mepar, sama sama jungma sepe serte, Perna pe karre. Samu nyogor ne jorwa mina. Samu te nyogol ne jorwa mina. Samu hekpa hekpa mga te. Samu te nyogol ne jorwa mina. Tene dom so tene rembe mangbo yore. Dom so. Jomwa kap matoba yeno. Tambo samu te. Nyugal ne major na, tene doma ta bom chava ta meto ta devi pa ta tene joma mevise. Piya vado ka?
Piya vado. So then the second case then is the, without the transformation, there would be the fault of there being no support or no basis for entering the path of the remedy the remedy for that which is to be given up. This individual is one who has attained the path of vision, and this other that is to say the first bodhisattva level, and this other individual is one who has attained the second bodhisattva level. So, given the previous transformation, there is a support or basis for the individual entering higher and higher stages or higher and higher paths, and this relates to a specific mind stream. So due to the transformation within the specific mind stream, there is a support for entering a higher and higher stage, since it is since it would not be possible to enter a later stage without the earlier one. So given the transformation which takes place on the first bodhisattva level, through which the original knowledge pertaining to that level arises, then the next level is able to be reached. The second level is able to be reached. And the example given for this is so if there was no transformation of a seed into a sprout, there would be no way for the shoot and so on to arise. So it is precisely this transformation of the state of the seed into a different state, namely that of this sprout, which enables the following stage, namely that of the shoot, to occur. And having this transformation into the shoot, then it can develop into a stalk with branches and leaves and flowers and so on. So each previous transformation provides the support for the following transformation. And without the previous one, then there is no continuity. There is no way for the later stage to be achieved.
Oh, yeah. Nenjor tetang tela. Nenjor tetang tela lam tetang. Ti tani tang, ton yikan jokte. Nenjor te la lange lam te tang te tanyi ta ton ton ni kan ju re yum sen kar sang je ba sa la sang je ji kong ba tu du sang je ji sa te la mo lo ba lam ki ba yin no ne jo te la lam je tanyi yang ju re ton je yang lam re sang je ji sa la dene mo lo Balam hi jyobanayi. Sanje jisa la malo balam jyobakab so thanyi yang sanje jisa telan jyogare ton yang malo balam re.
So this applies to both the convention and what is and the referent for the convention. So the transformation as such and the path achieved through it apply both to the name given as well as to the fact to which that name refers. For example, in speaking of the level of Buddhahood as being the path with no more learning. So in this case we have the convention or the name, path of no more learning, applied to what? Applied to the level in which the transformation into Buddhahood has been attained. So there is both the name, the path of no more learning, and also the fact to which that refers, namely the attainment of the level of Buddhahood in which nothing more is to be learned.
This is not a nanger killing go to them. Carse nanger mebaino, chuko tang, number tam chinchin be yihite, main sanje mato tini meba chagre. Nanger mina.
So this we can see the reasoning behind saying that it's necessary for there to be a transformation. Otherwise, in referring to the attainment of the Dharmakaya or omniscience, these would be mere names one was throwing around without their applying to any mind stream or any particular referent at all.
Kasi chuko tang namba tam jen chen pi yehi te men tsam tanyi tsam ma yin pa men da pi ye te yo na tini nen jor yo vare. Chuko hi pa te men tsam ma yin pa chuko hi pi men da ye te yo. Namba tam chen chen pi yehi te men tsam ma yin pa da ye te yo na te nen jor yo vare. Te nen jor re. Kar dimni pa kya tang che pa sepe sepe te nen jor re.
So then this in speaking about the attainment of the Dharmakaya or the attainment of omniscience, this is not a mere name, but there is a base for the imputation of that name, namely the transformed mind stream. So it is not merely a name referring to nothing at all, but it refers to the mind stream in which the transformation has taken place, namely the transformation in which there are all forms of obscurations have been eliminated. So these names, the attainment of Dharmakaya and the attainment of omniscience, have a base of imputation. There is a mind stream which has been transformed to which that name refers.
Ta ni ba sumba tyon sumba te nyang yin le de ba kan zak da yi me be chung de re yang ne yong su chor pa mi na ne jor mi na ka se ne jor me ba yin na nyan de su da pe ye me be ni ba yo te pe na sa kwa da che pe phung bu jyon la da yi se ten de na kan za kho wa pa o hi da ba yin do Sakpa me par ne jorva tenyi la daye dayer seten den nyangin le de pa kanza ko hi daji ne jor me par semla sok bu pung bu jön sam na ne nyangin le de pa kanza to da pe ye me par jor de ngar ne ma jor pe ne ne ka bieno 야. 텔레라운다.
So then the third point is stated as follows: if there were no transformation, there would be the fault of there being no base of imputation for those attaining nirvana, or for the attainment of nirvana. So, for example, in applying a name such as an individual, a samsaric individual, this name is applied with respect to the base of imputation in the form of the stream of aggregates which are defiled. And applying the name an individual who has attained nirvana, this name is applied on the basis of imputation of there being someone or there being that which has been transformed and is hence free of defilement. If there were not this basis of imputation in the form of the individual who had attained nirvana, with respect to... So... in relation to merely a stream of skandhas in which no transformation of mind and so on had taken place, there would be no basis for the imputation of the name an individual who had achieved nirvana. Since there would be, this would be the case in which there was no change from what had been there before.
다 단절 거나 낸저케 밀림베 로라 주지 냔데 제 간자가 다게 메바타르 낸저 메데세 냔 낸저케 밀림베 로라 주지 고송 오야 낸저케 밀림바 낸저 요 말했으니 낸저케 밀림베 로라 주지 낸저 메베 로라 주지 낸저케 밀림베 로라 주지 ते कार्य का सदाना दिख रहे नेंजर के मिलीं बाम नेंजर में भी लोग ले चुकीं न्यां न्यांगीले देवा तो पे कांजा के दाये में बता रहे न्यांदे तो पे ही न्यांदे तो पे कांजा ही बे ठीक ती है ते ठीक तारे मातो ते दागुई के में बता रहे नेंजर में भी ऐसे हो या
So given the tradition which does not assert a transformation in this tradition, then, there would be no basis for the imputation of the name of someone who has attained nirvana because there would be no change of state.
Nyande dakwa mithe bathar ngar ne ma jor bhaji. Hakusunga. Pungpu juin chan le dhuwa. Sim la sope pungpu juin cham le ne nyangilin de pa kanza da dakwa ye mebar jor de. Ngar ne ma jor bhaji zirwa. Ne jor meba pungpu juin cham le chuchin. Nyande je kanza da dakwa मथे बतार नर ने माजोर ब माजोर ब यें नर ने ने माजोर ब काप्सो नर ने माजोर ब काप्सो तांता कर्सन्यादे माथो ब काप्सो पुंबु जोइन लन्यादे tabu kanza se tag marote na yines mama yin
mori
oya teje ko da tangbo.
So with respect to the mere stream of skandhas which have not been transformed, it is not logical to apply the name an individual who has attained nirvana because there no change of state has occurred.
Lami tapa. Pongbo lama may be ying sun yang ile depe kanza chuching. Pongbo lama may be ying sun yang ile depe kanza chuching. Pongbo lama may be ying sun yang ile de hippe tani te chuching. Dai may be ming in battle. Nenjur meba kanje pongbo yang gan mebe se nenjur yang me pongbo yang me na tene lami lama meba nyangil de ba kar re min sa ma to meba che raba
re
te ya por eso ta je te ya yo por eso.
So if this then is related to the way in which the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas assert the fruit of their path, namely in respect to the what they call nirvana, is the going into the state or going beyond suffering in the expanse free of any remainder of a skanda. So that is the term they use for nirvana. So given an individual who has gone beyond suffering in the expanse without any remainder of aggregates, so if there is no transformation, then there would be no base of imputation for saying that these were individuals who had attained nirvana, because there would be no change of state from before. So it's very difficult to follow these arguments I think we have a case of where the terms being used are concealing what it's trying to say, because we're not familiar with the terms. If one talks about a nirvana as being in, like the dissolution of the skandhas, the complete exhaustion of the skandhas into the expanse where nothing is left, then there would be no mind stream to which to relate the term one who had achieved nirvana. So that's the import of it. If one is merely speaking of nirvana as in the way that the Shravakas do, as being the disappearance of the aggregates, then there would be no mind stream as a referent to which one could apply the name one having achieved nirvana. So one has to explain it instead from the point of view of nirvana being a transformation. And in that case, then there is a mind stream left over to which one could apply the name one who has achieved nirvana.
Ta niba yeba de sanjo som de chebar je da bi ye me bi niba de yang nirang ranam na oya yang nirang ranam na de ba tar je phongbo lama me be lama me be yin zu nyang yin le de ba kan za nam lang nyang yin le de ba hi de ba hi da be ye me ban yor de lama me be lama me be kan za lang nyang yin le de ba hi da be ye me ban yor de ne jor mi na te da da ba te Rigong garai mingin, ye me be meng den joro. Tela ye mi ja marong wa che yo te ngar je pong pong kakpa chan la nyan de sun do te ne hewa la ne me do ki jo ba ye no nyam na. Ngar je pong bo jun che chen lar me che be nge ba yo na ne te ni te ne jor yin be ne jor chang yo par jor te ka sa de ne nyang le de so lar khor ma long o ki be te da da ye ni ka ne jor te yin be te me par khe lang do matob la ka te ne jor me par khe lang na phong bo jyen che ba da lar me che wa yang me par jor te ti ti da da gi ni ga me be se ro karte tik pa chim bu lan ji sa ke je phung bu la ma me be yin zu nyang ni len de ja sa mi ji ko da yi chi ju me je be nyan de ta na te ne yo su chur bu da ni yin ba me ma gu so ho ya ti ta da chi de le do go ka za
So then to reiterate what was
Nyangile de bakaza som je dab ye me pe ni pa te char mo do wa ya ya
Yes so with respect to what was just mentioned then if there were no transformation there would be no base of imputation for or no basis for saying these are individuals having attained enlightenment transcended suffering in the expanse of aggregates without remainder as this is asserted in the paths of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas since this would be like since calling this the attainment of nirvana, or calling this individuals who have attained nirvana, would be like using the name the horns of a rabbit. so it would be a name which did not have any base to which it referred. And it is not. Another opponent enters who says, "What's wrong with there being no basis?" So what was just said would be this would be like a name having no base. And then the opponent says, "So what's wrong with there being no base? This would be." Speaking of nirvana in this way, namely as the mere extinction of the aggregates, like the shutting off the aggregates, the disappearance of the continuity of the person. This would be like saying that this was nirvana merely from the point of view of the cessation of the aggregates which had been there before. In a similar way as saying that a sickness has been, when a sickness has been cured, there is no more sickness. So that was the objection then. So if the skandhas have ceased, then calling this nirvana, what's wrong with that? Without having to posit the transformation. The answer to it is, if there is certainty, or if it is certain that the stream of the earlier skandhas has been interrupted and will not arise again, this is precisely what is meant by transformation. So there is a transformation which has taken place, and there is an individual who has attained nirvana. So since there is in this case both a support as well as a basis of imputation for saying this mind stream will not fall into samsara again. So in this case there is the support in the form of the cessation of the skandhas, and there is the basis for the imputation, namely the transformation of that mind stream, so that one can say this is a mind stream that will not return to samsara. Since without that transformation being asserted, it would not be possible to assert that this is a mind stream which will not return to samsara. So if one asserts that there was no transformation, so then there would also be no interruption of the continuity of the skandhas, and no one not to return again. Since one would be lacking in both the support as well as the basis of imputation. Case in the Mahayana that even though there is a transcendence of suffering into the expanse without remainder of aggregates which are defiled by virtue of the Mahayana path, this nirvana does not involve an interruption of the stream of original knowledge, and it is a nirvana in which there are undefiled bodies. So it is quite evident in this case that we are talking about a mind stream which has been transformed. So on the one hand, one is talking about that the defiled aggregates have been eliminated. On the other hand, there is still a mind stream present in which there are undefiled kayas or bodies, as well as the original knowledge.
Sanjo somji chepar dabi yeme binye pati yang thikpa somjin devo thik somjin devo sanjo ki chepar mandra va somdun jokpa tene nenjur ji chepar mandra va le yinte drapa sore paamba tang thada paamba chepar ji te tar jokgu pa yin chang Neyonsu churpa mina, karsi nejur meba yino, Sancho somji chepa ndadan dehi, dabi ye meba in jorde. Junsin karas and a pongbu lama meba yinsu, nyangilin debe tse, Sanjuk somji chebar phongbo ni yo mare sanjuk somji chebar kanlan dog ba ye me bar chuba jurpe ne te da ka pan dog yin tin che chong so te ne tik somji pan dog yin tin tan da tik somji nyang de je pan dog yin tin che chong so che ba nam mo hyam je pe yin ji me ji che ba yin do thon me bar joro
oh yeah. So then the fourth of these disadvantages is that there would be no base of imputation for the differences between the three types of enlightenment. So positing the three distinctions between the fruition, the enlightenment, which is the fruition of the three types of jhanas, is with respect to the differences in the transformation. Since it is posited like this, with respect to the difference between there being a partial transformation with respect to the obscurations, or a complete purification with respect to the obscurations. So in the case of the first two jhanas, the transformation is a partial purification of the obscurations. And in the case of the third jhana, the Mahayana, the transformation is in terms of a complete purification of the obscurations, and it is precisely with respect to this these transformations that the differences between the results is intelligible at all. So if there were no transformation, then there would be no base of imputation for referring to this and that distinction between the three types of enlightenment, since the only other alternative one would have left would be this type of enlightenment in which there is a mere dissolution of the skandhas. So there is this, what is called the expanse of the skandhas without any remainder, in which case there would be no mind stream, there would be no referent with which to refer any differences. So if the only sort of nirvana that could be attained were this disappearance of any continuity of aggregates, there would be no referent left for talking about differences between the different levels of enlightenment. In other words, there would be no base of imputation of the difference between the three types of enlightenment. And in that case, then, to explain the qualities of the Mahayana and the lesser jhana with respect to what is relinquished and realized in each would be like, would be meaningless, like explaining whether the son of a barren woman was handsome or not handsome.
Tanda nintu ranja tekpa chimbo somje lami dra chomba tobe kapso pumbo lama me ba jyen che pare nenjor mi na tene nenjor mi na lami nyande som te lami nyande me ba re nenjor mi na pumbo jyen che sa de tene kaya yo mare te nyande somje yin din ji che pare che ba la guba me ba chong yo.
So to restate it briefly then, if the only way that one had of, if nirvana consisted merely in this extinction of the continuity of the skandhas, there would be no referent left for making the distinctions between the three different types of enlightenment.
Nenjur khe milim me lo la chu chin. Sanjuk som je da, tartok sanjuk, sanjuk som je da ji me be chun yo te. Tartok lami je sanjuk som to be ka so pungpo juen che pa kaan che. Pungpo juen che sarvi ji so, tene pungpo juen che pe, pungpo juen che pa kaan che. Nenjur me be se. Pungpo juen che pa re yo marwa.
Yomare.
Nyande jidagi mare, pumbo yomare. Tene nenjur mina kanya yomare. Tene sanju som jidagi me bichon yore. Chiyan me vachasom.
Tene tamjur dikapsum.
Dengbam. Nenjur ke milimbe logla chuchin. Nenjur mebam ke milimbe logla chuchin. Sanju som jidagi mebe. Sanju som la. Nintu je sanchok, ranja je sanchok, tukin je sanchok kibbe, sanchok som je daigi meba ta. Pungpo meba kaan ke, kaanza ti pungpo meba kaan ke, nenjur yang meba se. Tene kaya mayare. Pungpo meba kaan ke, nenjur yang meba se.
So given the tradition where one does not assert a transformation as the explanation for the attainment of nirvana. It would not be logical in that case to distinguish between the enlightenment as attained by Shravakas, by Pratyeka Buddhas, and in the Mahayana, because there would be no aggregates left. Since their definition of nirvana is the extinction of the aggregates without any remainder, and also there would have been no change of state. There would be no transformation or no change of state. So in fact, there would be nothing left as a reference for these distinctions between the three types of enlightenment.
What in the da jau jendera ngama namso. Khepar maasong pender, jepar khepar la lo di nam jepar nzuchi.
So, these points have not been explained in detail by the earlier commentators of India and Tibet. And they're being explained in detail here. May this delight those who have intelligence.
Yeah, dang azun dengi. Zawat.
Nyame dalan jubane, neyon jubame baye, nyame jude nyumomba, manjode menye bada, lanjode menye bada, nyame de beganzana, Da be je me nye ba dang San jo som je je war da Da be je me nye ba u
Acquaintance with the disadvantages pertains to the four disadvantages following a lack of transformation including the fault of no support for afflictions not entering, and the fault of no support for the paths entering, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for individuals' attainment of nirvana, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for distinctions between the three enlightenments.
Beyond
Disadvantages pertains to four disadvantages following: a lack of transformation, including the fault of no support for afflictions not entering, the fault of no support for the past century, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for individuals' attainment of nirvana, as well as the fault of no base of imputation for distinctions between the three enlightenments.
Zanamiji lezung damba kuni do barjo manjor lembo kuye traji yena trukjo songke traji thadra kurme tukye traji jarve kusong tukye traji jo manjor lembo kuye traji yena trukjo songke traji jo thadra kurme tukye traji Yarve kuzong do gi raji yo.